Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. I'm Bill Shishko, and I'm your host for another edition of HealthWise. Today, we're going to talk about making the change of life easier. Now, it's important to understand that there's a male change of life. Technically, it's called andropause. Humorously, it's called irritable male syndrome, although it's not humorous to those who are on the receiving end of it, or more simply, manopause. It's related to the decrease in the male sexual hormone testosterone and other factors. But at least for today, that's not our topic. Change of life is usually associated with females, and its technical name is menopause. In some women, there may be a premature menopause because of certain surgeries or damage to a woman's ovaries. But in most cases, menopause affects a woman after the age of 40. Now, typically, there are three stages to menopause, about 1 or 2 years of perimenopause, during which a woman experiences an irregular menstrual cycle and physical symptoms such as hot flashes. Now, menopause itself, and during which a woman's menstrual periods cease, menopause is completed when a woman hasn't had a menstrual period for a year. The average age of menopause is about age 51. And then there's postmenopause, when the symptoms of menopause decrease, and during which women become more prone to medical conditions like osteoporosis and heart disease. Well, this menopausal cycle comes because the female body produces less of the hormones known as estrogen, which is the primary female sex hormone, and progesterone, which is a natural steroid that's produced by the body. Now, the production of these hormones is related to the release of eggs from a woman's ovaries. And once that fixed number of eggs is released, the production of estrogen and progesterone decreases, which brings about an unpleasant array of physical and emotional symptoms. And the intensity of these symptoms varies from women to women. And not all women experience all of the symptoms, but the female change of life called menopause in any case can turn a woman's world upside down, along with the emotional trauma of realizing that she's past the age for reproduction. A woman going through menopause may experience mood swings, depression, irritability, racing heart, headaches, insomnia, joint and muscle pains, hot flashes, night sweats, cramps, inflammation, nervousness, and overall fatigue. That's quite a list, and that's not all. It is not a pleasant experience for a woman or for those around her, particularly her husband. So making the change of life easier is a huge topic, as frankly all of our topics are. Women have options ranging from hormone replacement therapy to a vast Google search of natural helps. And we're going to scan many of these, at least as many as we can, in the time that we have before us. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, located at 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York, brings HealthWise to you this week. And there, in their fascinating nutrition department, you'll have an equally fascinating Rachel, who is 110 Pharmacy's experienced, and I might add, very concerned nutritional consultant. And Rachel's our guest again today on HealthWise. We invite you to call with your questions about making the change of life easier. You can use the call-in number if you want to be on the program live, 631-955-5400. If you'd like to call in the studio, 631-955-5400, and you'll be put on the air. But if you'd rather text your questions, it seems that is the way of choice for most, 516-367-0391. Text questions to HealthWise, 516-367-0391. Well, we have Rachel with us. I am very glad that I'm interviewing a woman for this. Welcome, Rachel.
Hi, Bill.
And Rachel, we're glad that you are recuperated after your recent surgery, and you are hale and hearty, right?
Yes, I am. I am surprisingly hale and hearty. I feel great. Thank you.
Well, great. So we're ready.
Thanks for all the prayers and concern. I really appreciate it.
Welcome, Rachel. Margaret and I are so thankful to have you as our friend. Anyway, let's start out, Rachel. We've got a lot to do here. Talk a little bit about hormone replacement therapy. I mean, is this, we're not a medical doctor, but from a woman's perspective, wise or unwise, talk to us.
From anyone's perspective, I mean, the most important thing to remember about standard medical hormone replacement is your family history. If there's a history of breast cancer, ovarian cancer, uterine cancer, you need to be cautious in using any kind of synthetic estrogen. There are some that actually come from an animal source, and they're not any better. So, and I'm not putting them down. I would say that if you don't have a history of breast cancer, ovarian cancer, or uterine cancer, or any of the hormone-related cancers, it is something to investigate, especially if you're having a difficult perimenopause and menopause. But again, I think it's important to be careful. There are two kinds that are very popular right now. There's the standard medical, which I mentioned, and there's something called bioidentical. And it really cannot be bioidentical if it's entirely plant-based. That's kind of a misnomer. It's very popular now to say I'm on bioidentical, you know, hormone replacement therapy, and I'm taking things like, and we're going to be talking about some more of them, I know, black cohosh and Vitex and red clover and things like that. There needs to be a specific balance that matches your body chemistry to make it bioidentical. In that case, it would have to be something either formulated in a laboratory or formulated from an animal in a laboratory.
Wow.
So those balanced bioidenticals are much healthier. When you have an equal balance of estrogens, the three in the complex, and then progesterone, and then also some testosterone.
So, Rachel,
we'll talk about that if you'd like to.
Yeah, what kind of a doctor or a scientist or chemist does a person see to get something that's bioidentical?
A good endocrinologist who specializes there. You can find them pretty easily. There's a couple of women's magazines that circulate around Long Island, anyway, where I live, that have doctors who specialize in that particular field, and some of them have a good reputation. I'm aware of them. And sometimes your regular doctor can just, you know, do wonders and help you to send you to someone that will really do the job correctly. And then you use it usually for the bioidentical, which would probably be the new preferred. A compounding pharmacist would put it together for you. It's really a formula for you.
Okay, compounding pharmacist. Obviously,
yes, it's a little bit different. We do some compounding at 110 because we do everything at 110.
Yeah.
And we really do.
You do.
But compounding pharmacists who specialize only in that, there's only about five of them that I know of on Long Island, and there's probably not that many. You would have to be able to find one that's convenient
for
you.
Okay. But in any case, you probably should begin with your general practitioner or with your primary care physician.
And a good blood test, yes, sir.
And good blood tests, okay, yeah. And Rachel, I'm not wanting to sound sexist in this at all, but do you think it's wise for a woman to have a female doctor dealing with these issues, or is this kind of gender neutral?
I just think in this particular case, it can be really helpful. You want someone who really is going to get it. But I have two male doctors who are incredibly sympathetic, kind, and understanding to me.
Okay.
So, you know, I think it's a very unique thing. It depends on the person. Some people also are very uptight about talking about these things with
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons I mentioned that. Okay.
Yeah.
Very, very helpful on that. So, in terms to look at, especially bioidentical. Okay, now, let's talk about natural replacements for estrogen and progesterone. I would assume these are plant-based.
Yes.
Do you have these at 110 Pharmacy?
Oh, yes.
Given what you just said, do you recommend them?
I do. I use them. I use them for the entire process, and they were helpful to me. I have not a good family history for medical or bioidentical, whatever, which is also medical. Hormone replacement therapy, I was refused.
Okay.
Several different doctors. My mother had very bad ovarian cancer. So I looked around. I did my research, which is what I always do. I spoke to other nutritional consultants and herbalists, and there are some replacements for – they're not really replacements. I hate saying that word. There are some herbs that you can take to make things easier. You can't really replace human hormones with plants.
We're not talking about hormone replacements here. But really, what are we talking about? A supplement? I'm not sure what
is. There are receptors in the body for hormones.
Okay.
We should really start by saying that the entire body basically begins its day with a trigger of hormones. It begins in the pituitary glands, and which is triggered along with the thyroid by DHEA, and that's a non-gender-specific hormone that it's called the mother hormone. It triggers the whole cascade of hormone function in the body. And so there are receptors that are waiting throughout each organ for those hormones to hit, and so they can begin their job because they've gotten the signal, correct?
Okay.
And, I mean, they're still working at night, but they're working at a lower level. And or it depends if you have a flip schedule, so whenever you awake. So that's something very important to remember. What you're doing with something like, I liked red clover very much, and that was very effective for me. It replaces the hormone. It kind of takes the place of the hormone in the hormone receptors
now,
zone.
And so it
triggers an action that we need to have.
Okay, so we're going to get to some of these, I can tell.
Yes.
But just generally, if people are coming to 110 Pharmacy and they're looking for these natural replacements.
Oh, I got it all.
Yeah, for us. But what about cautions? Can there be interactions with other medications?
Many people who have had breast cancer, especially, is the most common discussion that I have, are very concerned about taking something that says a phytoestrogen.
Okay.
And if they have been cautioned by their doctor or oncologist, or who is a doctor, but you know what I'm saying, their specialist, not to take anything, especially soy is a big bugaboo. But also others, including some of the other ones we're going to talk about, are often refused.
Yeah. Okay. So begin with the doctor
there's also,
again.
There's other reasons why they could be concerned, and that's because there's hormone blocking, estrogen blocking drugs that are taken after hormone-related cancer. And again, you really there's no point. There's no point in taking a bunch of herbs because you're going to be blocking the whole process by taking a medication, which is important to keep you well.
One of the things, Rachel, and listeners, that I was struck with as I was preparing the program, as a pastor, when I would deal with anything connected with sexuality, I always said that human sexuality is the holy of holies of the human life. And that's why you don't play with that ethically. But I'm struck with that as well here. When you're dealing with anything, hormone replacement therapy or natural replacements or whatever, dealing with your sexual hormones, you've got to really, really be careful. Now let's get into the specifics, Rachel. I've read about, and I worked hard so I could pronounce, I feel like I'm on a different planet with these words, isoflavones, which come from legumes, and you mentioned soybeans. Tell us about. And it's isoflavones, pronounced isoflavones. Talk to us about those.
The best thing that isoflavones, especially the one from soy, does for you is it helps you to keep your bones strong. It facilitates the absorption of calcium into the bones as opposed to having it floating around like a free radical in the blood, which we've mentioned before with other things. Vitamin D does that too. Isoflavones can be key, especially if like it's sometimes an almost undefeatable osteopenia into osteoporosis, no matter what people do, and they don't want to take sometimes shots or whatever. Like calcium is not helping, whatever, and the magic ingredient for women, especially past, the actual perimenopause stage, is an isoflavone combination. If you can get it without soy in it, it's better, but mostly it's all from soy. You just need to be careful and see a doctor and have them check your blood levels.
So this is not the kind of some stuff that you get from eating beans necessarily.
No, you could eat some beans. I think that's a great idea. And something that we left something out, Bill. I always try and state this. Almost everything that we're talking about can be obtained through diet in small amounts, and that could make all the difference. A healthy diet. Many Asian women don't really suffer from any of these symptoms.
Interesting.
Because of their diet, and they do eat more soy than we do.
Really interesting. Okay, the tofu, for example.
Yes.
Okay, very interesting. Are there other things, since we're on that, other things in diet that you'd
mention? Seaweed.
You know,
there's a lot of seaweed and stuff like that, and kimchi, fermented vegetable for the Koreans, and lots of different versions of it.
Very, very probiotics.
Very important for your gut health, and has lots of healthy probiotics in it.
Okay. As far as the isoflavones... interactions, use, I mean, sounds to me like these are rather innocuous as you take
them. No, they're fairly innocuous. No, it's something safe that's okay to have. When you go to my store, I think I have one brand that carries it.
Okay.
It's gotten out of favor because, again, it's always connected to soy, and soy is almost always linked to danger of breast cancer.
Okay.
So
All right.
We have to kind of watch that. I don't like to give soy too bad of a rap because it really works well for some people.
Yeah. Boy, we're dealing with a change of life. We may need to turn this into a two-program thing, Rachel, because we're just scratching the surface.
I think I suggested it a few times. I'm kind of happy that we're doing it. You know, the two biggest problems that I have requests and consultations, I guess you would call them, with customers about are female hair loss and menopause.
Oh,
they are actually very often related.
Well, I want to find out more. It took me a while. Black Cohosh?
Cohosh.
Cohosh, like Quahog, but Cohosh, okay.
Cohosh, exactly.
That comes up constantly in studying about change of life. We'll talk about that and other things after this message from 110 Pharmacy. It's like going back in time, the old days when a pharmacy was a fun place to go. Family atmosphere, employees who know your name and who really know you. Personal service, one-stop shopping for all your needs. You'll find all that and much more at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They have everything for your pharmaceutical needs and over-the-counter remedies. But that's just the beginning. Browse the full selection of designer greeting cards. Take back childhood as you choose from the unique Melissa and Doug educational toys. Find outstanding bath and body items for that special someone. See the full selection of surgical and medical supplies. And don't miss the nutrition section. My wife and I have a great time browsing 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and you will too, I assure you. They live up to their motto, every customer a satisfied customer. And here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases. Again, just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. Tell them you heard them on HealthWise, and you'll even get the discount if you order from their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. Once again, that's 1-800-599-9963. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical is conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They open at 9 a.m. each morning, and they're open until 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, until 8 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. And now, back to today's edition of HealthWise. Bill Shishko here with you. Our topic today, making the change of life easier. And my guest is Rachel from 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, probably one of the number one areas of concern for those who seek out their nutritionist. We've talked about isoflavones, I've got that right. But black cohosh, not blue cohosh and not white cohosh. Rachel, what does that have to do with making the change of life easier?
It's the strongest phytoestrogen herb. The maybe the second strongest. I think we're also going to talk about Dong Quai.
Right, right.
And Dong Quai is probably higher in phytoestrogens. It might be a little more effective, but black cohosh is considered the most effective.
Now, when you say phytoestrogens, you're talking about estrogens that are plant-based.
They're fake estrogens.
Okay.
That's really what they are. They fake out your estrogen receptors.
Okay.
It's one of the first things you learn when you start doing this section of herbalism is that they're really fake out herbs, and they're good for you in other ways. Black cohosh has a problem. It is not as good for you as some of the other herbs. And you know, when I talk about side effects, I want to always say, well, the side effect is it helps your liver to be healthier, or it helps you to sleep at night, or you know, that's what the beautiful thing is about natural health, right? Black cohosh is fine. For many people, it's very effective for the symptoms of menopause, which you listed beautifully at the beginning, but it has some negatives. It can affect your liver enzymes a little bit, or if you take too much of it, a lot. And I, for one, had the reaction of headaches when I took it, which usually for me means I'm not taking this herb ever again. I knew it was very effective. I did not want to continue having the symptoms that I was having. So what I did was find a super high-quality black cohosh from a really good manufacturer and take small doses. And I gradually increased, you know, in increments. But I still never took a tremendous amount. As I said, I liked red clover a little bit more. Mm. And the best thing you can do for yourself is to find a balanced formula, like a formula from a really reputable manufacturer.
Right.
They'll have probably two or three of the different phytoestrogen herbs. They will have some hesperidin, which is a bioflavonoid that's good for circulation and for the health of the heart, because you mentioned that too, and I appreciate that. Postmenopausal women are in danger of heart disease starting up or getting worse.
Yeah, as well as osteoporosis. And I think we've dealt with both of those on the program.
Yeah, we got to keep, and also, for osteoporosis, don't forget we can take all the pills we want and all the shots we want. One of the best things we can do is to get some weight-bearing exercise every day.
Yeah. Oh, I so appreciate Rachel mentioning that. As you're listening to this, we're not taking away the importance of diet, rest, and exercise, and doing those things that help you relieve stress. Because in menopause, premenopausal time, even postmenopausal time, as in any other area, you will aggravate those symptoms if you're not careful with your diet, getting exercise, and getting sleep. So what else with black cohosh?
I have something. I have one of my surprise herbs. I have an herb that's really fantastic for you, and I just started doing research on how to get naturally get more progesterone.
Which one is that? You're surprising.
An herb that encourages your body to produce more progesterone and is so good for you on so many levels is ashwagandha. Don't you love that?
Yeah, Matt has mentioned ashwagandha. Tell us about that one.
It's an adaptogen. It's fantastic for your adrenal glands. It's great to deal with the physical problem of stress, not so much. Like, it's not going to make you sleepy. Don't take it at night. It can actually give you some energy, which we don't want when we get into bed. Unless you need to make a really large bed beforehand. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you really want to chill out before you go to sleep. Yeah. So morning and afternoon for your ashwagandha. Fantastic. Really fantastic herb. It's just beautiful. I could say a million things about it.
What is it? I'm assuming it's from India. But what is it?
It's an Indian Ayurvedic herb or Ayurvedic herb. And I have it in my store from three different manufacturers. The best manufacturer, and I'll give them a plug, is Himalaya Herbals. They like to say Himalaya, but whatever.
And what do we
That's
use
a great
it
company.
For?
I mean, you use it, product.
Yeah, you use it for change of life issues, but what else? This is sounds like an all-purpose
thing. You can use it too. It's not just for change of life issues, but it does encourage women to produce more progesterone, which is something very important if you're taking all these phytoestrogens, to make sure you have something that balances it out with some progesterone. You can't just take phytoestrogens and expect it to get better. You know, something else we need to say quickly, I don't want to not say it.
No, please do.
You can use progesterone cream, and there's lots of natural-based ones. Even the medical ones are fine. It's a very safe way to increase your progesterone levels without taking birth control pills or progesterone. And there are a lot of negatives associated with birth control pills. Like,
tell us a little bit about
cream you lose.
Yeah, about progesterone, and explain that to us a
it's
bit.
It's like a catalyst, actually. And, the estrogens cannot do their job correctly without progesterone there.
Right.
And we continue to make some progesterone, but we don't make enough. And we also, again, like I mentioned earlier, we need some testosterone to keep us healthy. It also decreases body fat around the middle, especially for women. And we have always been converting some of our estrogen into testosterone. Men do the same thing in reverse. But when we go through menopause, we lose so much of the estrogen production that we cannot take any to make it into testosterone. So you need a little tiny replacement of that too.
To help that out.
For that, you can try something. It doesn't replace it, but it encourages your body to do its job. You can take a little maca, which is wonderful. It gives you energy and makes you feel really clear-headed and strong.
Well, since you mentioned it, because this is in my list here, maca root, what is... And adaptogens, that's connected with maca root.
Yes,
what's
that,
an adaptogen?
One as well.
Okay.
Adaptogen means that it's an herb that senses what your body needs, and it deals specifically with the adrenal glands.
Ah,
are almost like a barometer in the body. Should I release some more adrenaline? Should I release some more cortisol? What's going on with my human? And they're very smart glands if we just pay attention to them. They tell us when we're sick, when we're tired. We need to pay attention to the adrenals and give them some support because they're tiny little ignored glands. The only time you pay attention to them is when your adrenaline is racing, and then you know.
Yeah,
then you know they're there.
This week I met with a woman and her husband. I'd never run into this before, but a woman who, because she was very prone to cancer of the adrenal glands, had to have her adrenal glands removed, and the adrenal glands are near the kidneys. And she literally must have steroids at least every few days. She takes them every day. But if she did not get them for a few days, she would die.
Yes.
So that's how important this is. So the maca root?
Yes. It is sort of an adaptogen, and in some ways I find it just gives me a lot of energy, and okay. I don't even need to take a lot. I originally started by taking a lot. People put it into shakes. It comes as a powder, and you want to get it gelatinized, which means it's been heated lightly, and it reduces any kind of digestive upset that can come. It's a root, and most of us it did not grow up, not anymore anyway. Not even people from the Andes don't grow up, eating maca root as much as they used to.
We have literally just scratched the surface of this topic. Yeah, we're going to make plans, Rachel, for a part two of making the change of life easier so that we can go into more of these things. But, hey, many thanks to Rachel and also to 110 Pharmacy and Surgical for sponsoring today's, we'll call it the introductory program to helping with change of life. Well, great to have you with us, Rachel. Hey, visit Rachel and visit 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. It's a delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. Remember to mention you heard us on WLIE 540. There's little reminders in the store, incidentally, so to help you not to forget that. And you'll receive a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique and also in the nutrition department. Also look for Bolster Nutrients while you're there. And, of course, look for Rachel when you're visiting the nutrition department at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. Tell Rachel you heard her on HealthWise. You can use their toll-free number to order things and to get advice as well. 1-800-599-9963. Anywhere in the listening audience, call 110 Pharmacy, 1-800-599-9963, and you'll get the 20% discount there if you mention WLIE 540 AM. Hey, next week, more on the vast world of living wisely in the body that God has given you. So we'll see you here on the radio next Saturday, 1 p.m., for another edition of HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening. For now, be HealthWise.